This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Khemire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda announces to investigate Nepal's royal family massacre. Prime Minister Dahal stresses need for creating investment-friendly environment, taking private sector into confidence. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma pledges to finalise public service broadcasting bill after discussions with stakeholders. Martyrs' Day today, and at least 52 people killed as violence flares in disputed region of Sudan and South Sudan. Now the news in detail. Martyrs' Day is being celebrated today in Nepal with various programs to honour those who sacrificed their lives for the country. The week-long commemoration, coordinated by the Kathmandu Metropolitan City since 2012, Bikram Samvat, pays tribute to those who fought for liberty, freedom and democracy at different times in history. The day specially marks the sacrifices of the four pioneer martyrs who fought against the autocratic Rana regime. The four pioneer martyrs are Sukradas Rasti, Dharmabhakta Mathema, Gangalal Srestha and Dasarath Chand. A morning rally from Santi Bhatika, Ratnapark to Loinchur is being organised, where tributes will be paid at the Martyrs' Monument. The event will be attended by the Prime Minister, ministers and high-level officials of the Nepal government. However, there is public concern that Martyrs' dreams have not yet been fulfilled. Meanwhile, President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed their condolences to all known and unknown martyrs for their sacrifices made to the country. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said investigation will be conducted on the Royal Palace massacre that took place in 2001. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Dahal, talking to journalists at Simara Airport in Bara District yesterday, said the royal family massacre, wherein the dynasty of then King Birendra was ended, would be investigated. The head of the government stated that the Federal Democratic Republic system had given rights to all, but no one had the right to stand against the system with ill meaning. Prime Minister Dahal said the government would move ahead collaborating with the private sector. In an interaction with local entrepreneurs after inspecting Jitpur Simara sub-metropolitan city-based special economic zone, Prime Minister Dahal laid emphasis on the need of creating environment for investment, taking private sector into confidence. The Prime Minister also added that the ailing industries would be brought back into operation, adopting public-private partnership. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal said preparations were afoot to revive industries that have remained closed for long. Addressing the 20th Establishment Day and National Council meeting of Press Centre Nepal in Parsa yesterday, the Prime Minister said preparations were underway to revive key industrial entities such as Biratnagar Jute Mill, Hetauda Textile Factory, Gorakhkali Rubber Industry and Butuwal Spinning Mills Limited. The Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to budget formulation through collaborative efforts among the political parties. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has pledged to finalise the Public Service Broadcasting Bill introduced by the government after discussions with the stakeholders, the MPs who proposed amendment and the experts. In the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the Parliament yesterday, Minister Sharma stated that the Public Service Broadcasting Bill had been brought to make government media more responsible by merging Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. The parliamentarians who sought amendment to the Public Service Broadcasting Bill presented amendment proposal to the committee. Member of Parliament Mahesh Kumar Bartola argued that the Public Broadcasting Bill did not cover new media and presented an amendment to the bill to include all government media. Similarly, MP Madhab Sapkota sought amendment to the bill to arrange for a member secretary along with the executive chairman to avoid conflict between the executive chairman and the chief executive officer. Parliamentarian Sunita Baral viewed that the media should have a board of directors instead of an executive committee. Likewise, lawmaker Raghuji Panta claimed that the public service broadcasting bill introduced 4 years ago could not cover the diversity of radio and television broadcasting of present. A task force formed by the government to recommend legal reforms to create environment conducive for investment has recommended amendments to a dozen of acts and regulations. The government had formed the task force under the leadership of Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister, Yeknarayan Arial, in view of the upcoming Third Investment Summit, scheduled for the 21st and 22nd of April in Kathmandu. The task force submitted its report to Chief Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Arial yesterday with the recommendation to amend a dozen of laws, regulations to ensure more domestic and foreign investment in the country. The Thrivan University started providing exam-related services through online system from yesterday. The oldest university in the country, marking its 74th anniversary, launched the online services yesterday. Professor Sivalal Bhusal, who is the acting chancellor of the Thrivan University, launched the online service from the office of the controller of examinations at Balku in Kathmandu. Earlier, students were compelled to visit the Balku-based office for obtaining mark sheet. With the launch of the service, students can apply for admit card, transcript, provincial certificate, correction in the mark sheet, among other services from their home itself. A direct flight from Nepalganj to Kailas Mansarovar in Tibetan Autonomous Region of China started yesterday. A chartered airplane from Sri Airlines boarding 38 Indian tourists made its flight to Kailas's Mansarovar yesterday. The direct flight from Nepalganj to Mansarovar is believed to be fruitful for tourism promotion of Nepalganj and Nepal itself. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Dozens of people are reported to have been killed in attacks in a disputed region between Sudan and South Sudan. The Al Jazeera news agency has cited local officials as saying at least 52 people, including women and children, died in the Abyei region during the weekend. Both Sudan and South Sudan claim the oil-rich region along their shared border. The information minister for Abyei has said armed youth from South Sudan's Warap state carried out raids into the neighboring Abyei on Saturday and Sunday. It was the deadliest incident in a spate of attacks since 2021 related to the boundary dispute. 64 people were wounded in the attack. UN forces Ghana's peacekeeper from the United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei was killed when its base in Agok town was attacked amid the violence. Tensions have soared amid recent clashes in Abyei between rival factions of the Dinka ethnic group related to the location of an administrative boundary that is a source of significant tax revenues. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda announces to investigate Nepal's royal family massacre. Prime Minister Dahal stresses need for creating investment-friendly environment, taking private sector into confidence. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma pledges to finalise public service broadcasting bill after discussions with stakeholders. Martyrs' Day today and at least 52 people killed as violence flares in disputed region of Sudan and South Sudan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.